A Duty to the Dead, a Bess Crawford Mystery, by Charles Todd. Narrated by Rosalind Landor. Chapter 1. Tuesday, 21st of November 1916, 8 a.m. At sea. This morning the sun is lovely and warm. All the portholes below are open, to allow what breeze there is to blow through the lower decks and air them. With no wounded on board to keep us occupied, we are weary of one another's company. Beds are made up, kits readied, duties done. Since Gibraltar, I've written to everyone I know, read all the books I could borrow, and even sketched the seabirds. Uneventful is the password of the day. I lifted my pen from the paper and stared out across the blue water. I'd posted letters during our coaling stopover in Naples, and there wasn't much I could add about the journey since then. I'd already mentioned the fact that Greece was somewhere over the horizon and likely to stay there. Someone had sighted dolphins off the bow just after first light, and I'd mentioned that too. What else? Oh, yes. We discovered a bird's nest in one of the lifeboats. No idea how long it had been there, or if the hatching was successful, or what variety of bird it might have been. Margaret, one of the nursing sisters, claimed it must surely be the ancient mariner's albatross, and we spent the next half hour trying to think what we should name our unknown guest. Choices ranged from Coleridge to the Kaiser, but my personal favourite was Alice in Wonderland. I always tried to keep my letters cheerful, even when the wards were filled with wounded and we were working late into the night, fighting to save the worst cases. My worries weren't to be shared. At home and in the trenches, letters were a brief and welcomed respite from war. It was better that way. And now we were in the Kea Channel.